This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Well, here we are, 4-something minutes into the program, and the word inflation has yet to appear, which is on purpose, because honestly, sometimes you just got to step back. But with the rise in prices now clearly slowing, 12 straight months of disinflation, if you're counting, which of course we are, we thought it might be instructive to take stock of exactly where we are in this inflation economy. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab got the assignment.
It's been a long time since we've heard the phrase transitory inflation. Fed Chair Jerome Powell decided the label wasn't so accurate in late 2021. But Moody's Analytics economist Mark Zandi thinks the T word is still the right way to describe this period.
Certainly didn't feel that way because it's taken a long time to work through those effects because those shocks were so massive and they're global.
He's talking about the pandemic supply chain snarls, which affected the cost of goods, and the initial impact of the war in Ukraine, which affected the cost of gas and food. These played an outsized role in inflation and have largely subsided.
We're probably 2/3 of the way there. And that last third is going to take a bit of time, I think.
Part of what's left in that last third includes the transitory category that's come to define this time, used cars. Omer Sharif is president of Inflation Insights.
It has had such a dramatic impact on these month-to-month readings, but we are finally starting to see a bit more caution in that particular market.
Supply is starting to catch up to demand. Another area where this is happening is domestic airfare. What economists worry more about is persistent underlying inflation. Sharif says even one of its biggest contributors, housing, is starting to look better.
We know already what's happening to new lease rent growth, which is that it's close to zero or declining in most parts of the country.
It takes about a year for that to show up in the consumer price index. Now, this is the part of the story where I contradict all the happy things I just said. For one, economists expect healthcare costs, a traditionally big piece of underlying inflation, to rise. Two, this last leg of inflation is the hardest to cool. And three, economist Carola Binder at Haverford College says those temporary shocks were just getting over.
There can and will always be more.
If the last few years have taught us anything, it's that surprises are a big part of the economy. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.